Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church podcast. And we are joining forces here for you from the American Redoubt.
That's right. Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, of course, that's the name of the game in this whole era, all the way up until Rapture,
That's right. And we're fired up about the Fox News, you know, donating money to the Satanic Temple and Planned Parenthood and Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, the lowest of the low in society that you could ever, you know, fund.
That's right. We're
saying, you know, let Fox News join the rest in crashing and burning. But you know this recent video and song that's out by Jason Aldean,
yeah,
a country western singer that the left is just melting down over, right? It's racist. It is showing footage,
right,
of Antifa and Black Lives Matter burning our cities down. And they're saying we're not going to let that happen in a small town. Well, one of the segments of their video, Fox News is claiming that they must remove that piece of footage because it's a piece of Fox News footage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fox forces Jason Aldean to remove BLM riot footage from Try That in a Small Town music video. So we'll go back and edit it. And you know what? We'll just find some other footage. Because there are so many cell phones out there. I mean, it was all captured.
That's right. Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
And let it be known where Fox News stands on this, on that, that whole, what their position is on that.
Right. Yep. No kidding. Well, and it's unfortunate, of course, but there's nothing racist, but that's what they always say. Everything always is racist with them. It's like they can't,
yes,
come up with anything new or better, you know, nothing creative, nothing actually entertaining. It's always just racist. Blah, 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 racist.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Oh, but here's another one since it's Fired Up Friday. Here's one that'll get you fired up.
Okay.
From the Floridian Press, tension between Mexico and the United States continues to escalate as Mexico urges the United States to enact legal proceedings calling on a U.S. court to pursue a $10 billion lawsuit against gun manufacturers. That's right. Mexico,
wow,
is urging the U.S. to combat gun manufacturers because of guns that are flowing into Mexico.
Well, you know
what you can do with that AK-47.
Yeah, that's right. No kidding.
Mexican government.
Yes, right.
Because, I don't know, are hundreds of thousands, they're not legally taking guns into Mexico.
Right.
All right. It's not like we're selling them, like there's gun shops lined up along the border selling guns to the cartels.
Right. Exactly.
Right? They're illegally sneaking into the country. They're illegally acquiring them through theft and other underhanded means. And not to mention all the combat rifles that the ATF sold to the cartels. Let's start there. You want to start a lawsuit? How about start there? And you know what? Let's turn that also and say we'll just balance out the books here with the hundreds of thousands of Americans who've been killed by fentanyl
that's being produced
in Mexico with ingredients shipped in by China.
Yep, that's right.
Let's have that discussion.
Right. Well, and just the fact that they're helping facilitate all of this illegal immigration into our nation. They're not putting the brakes on any of that. So
no.
I think Mexico needs to just pipe it.
They need to zip it before we decide that we just need to extend our border about 150 miles south.
That's right. Well, yeah, it can go both ways. They're saying that the cartels have full control over 100 miles away from our border all the way to the border, you know, and on our side, they have right. that control. And so, you know, well, it's not going to last forever. The sooner or later, this border is going to be closed up, because with every crime pointing back to the border and saying this is the source of nearly every problem that we're having in this nation right now, other than the electronic voting machines, it all originates there at the border. In fact, you know, talking about threats and the Chinese coming up from Central America and whatnot, well, of course, we've also got the threat of the Chinese buying up military land around military bases, right? Yes. Well, check this
out. Like most of Oklahoma.
Yeah, ABC reported on a mystery company that is buying $800 million worth of land near Travis Air Force Base, raising concerns about national security. And so apparently they're even paying like 8 to 10 times the value of that land in order to acquire it around Travis Air Force Base.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And so the group that's buying it is Flannery Associates LLC. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, none of the elected officials or anybody that's investigating who these people actually are able to turn up any names, or so they say.
Right.
Right. You know, if the, it's not an if. Of course, it's Chinese people. That's what their MO is.
Right. Here's the deal, people. It's not a mystery. It's an ancient Chinese secret.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And here's the funny part. They actually wanted to build a 400-foot silo, you know, because they're buying all this land for ag, right?
Right.
They wanted to build a 400-foot silo so they could actually use it to stare into the military base.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, now they're discovering all of these Chinese-owned cranes in the port of Los Angeles
yeah.
are mounted with electronic surveillance equipment.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I mean, it's, well, here's the thing. The border will be closed, as you said. As soon as China comes in and they take over the country, they'll seal the border.
Yeah, right.
Plan
right.
on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And, well, that's the maddening thing about, here's, it goes right back to elections have consequences.
Yes. And like and
stolen
like,
elections, coups, alternations forever, irreparably.
Right. That's like the Carrie Lake statement. Stolen elections have lethal consequences.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially, you know, in reference to all of the Chinese fentanyl that's coming up through that border and how Marjorie Taylor Greene has exposed the fact that fentanyl is responsible for killing 300 Americans every single day. That's
astounding.
That's astounding. I mean, they didn't even have to shoot any of those 300 Americans every single day. They're just, you know, doing it with fentanyl. So,
well, yeah, and here's the thing. It's not just the United States goes down. It's the cascading effect of the entire world going down into a dark place. If the Lord tarries and doesn't return, I mean, for generations.
Right.
150 years, 200 to 250 years. And the United States, you know, is gone forever. You know, if this goes that way. And Hungary's President Orbán, he said the world is heading for a clash due to the U.S. decline.
Yep.
Because of one country, the entire world goes down in flames and darkness rises.
Right.
And, of course, that's coming from the president of the European Redoubt, the Christian nation in Europe, Hungary, in the same fight. I mean, they're fighting against their European version of deep state and wokeness and insanity.
Right. And it's just like Jonathan Cahn is describing in his book about, you know, the mystery of the return of basically Baal, right?
Yes.
And how this is happening because this was originally happening until the Christians got on the stage and pushed all of this satanic garbage back, right?
Right.
The gospel was being shared, and so that was put in check. And now with all of the Christians deciding to fear man instead of God and not say anything and not rebuke anybody and be worried about being called names and, you know, basically being afraid of the whole critical theory thing, right? There, now we're in this situation where the sin is way much, so much worse than it had been in the beginning had we just rebuked people and stood up against this sin to begin with, but we didn't. And so now this whole return of the spiritual satanic side is taking over.
Baal, Ashtoreth.
Yep.
And
Moloch.
Moloch. Yep.
And so I thought that Jonathan Kahn just explained that very well. In fact, we posted that on our channel yesterday, and he says, "Well, why? Well, this is why. When the Christian light gets dimmer, the darkness gets stronger."
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so, well, there's a remedy for that, and we've been talking about that for sure.
So accept it or reject it.
That's
you can't
right.
be a patriot. Oh, a time's coming very soon when you can't say, "Well, I'm a patriot. I'm an American patriot, but I'm not a religious. I'm not into the religious thing." It's
You're not going to be able to ride the fence.
Christ will be the dividing line.
Yep.
You're going to have to be on one side, either against him or for him.
Yep, that's for sure.
With him or against him, and that's what it's going to come down to. So you can try to ride the fence as long as you want, but you're going to have to make a choice at some point.
Yep, that's right.
All right, well, let's do the word of the day. This is an awesome Fired Up Friday going into the weekend. What do you got for us?
That's right. Well, okay, so, well, the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from James chapter 5, verses 9 through 20, which reads, "Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins."
Very cool.
And that's great, because that's that's what we're talking about. If you pull somebody back from stumbling, you see them starting to stumble and falling into sin and maybe going back to a repetitive behavior, reach out and do something to pull him back
to
the narrow path.
That's right.
And the Bible notes on that say, since the straying individual is a Christian, the death is probably physical death as a result of his sins. Meaning to cover a multitude of sins is a Hebrew idiom meaning forgive or overlook. The soul and the sins covered are those of the one restored. By bringing the errant one to repentance and confession, forgiveness is procured. And it also describes that a person may wander from the truth of the gospel in either belief or conduct or both. Whether doctrinal or moral, the straying is a serious departure from the Christian way of life, not merely a minor difference of theological opinion or trivial ethical inconsistency. Mm-hmm. Truth and error are mutually exclusive, and a person either walks in God's truth or his own way. And so just like you're saying, it's going to be black or white. You're not going to be able to, you know, do both.
Right.
You know, you're going to be forced into walking with him or walking against him.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you're going to worship the Lord and pay the price for it, or you are going to worship the Antichrist and pay the price for it.
That's right. Right.
So sobering thing to think about. But, you know, it also ties in with our word of the day from yesterday where, you know, it led into, you know, lifting each other up.
Right.
You know, each other's countenance, and iron sharpens iron, you know. And
oh, you're the thinking of the net man. Word of the day.
Well, no.
of the week.
But but also to bear each other's burdens and to lift each other up and encourage each other too.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Right. So. Yep. And that's part of that whole rebuking process where rebuking is not a bad thing. Rebuking is a very good thing. It's good for the person that's tanking.
Right. You know, it's a loving thing to do. It's not a beat down and, you know, something to demoralize somebody. It's to lift them up.
Yeah. It's saving them.
Right.
And initially the response isn't usually very good, you know, from the person that's stumbling and committing those sins. In fact, they will fight you, typically tooth and nail if they're headed down that path full force. Right.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to do something to save them. And so, that's where it matters.
Yep. Good one. All right. So that's James chapter 5.
Chapter 5, verses 9 through 20.
9 through 20. Okay. Got it. There's a good one for you guys to read up on and meditate over the weekend.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks for that.
Yep. Praise God.
Let's go ahead and take a break. And speaking of, you know, being around to, you know, be a Christian and be in trouble, or worship the Antichrist and be in trouble, or you can be with the Lord, the marriage supper. And you can go to the website, JesusAppears.com, to learn more about that. Rosh Hashanah is coming up.
That's right.
It is the festival where you will not know the day or the hour when it actually begins.
That's right.
And so, pretty exciting time. And check that out. Check out JesusAppears.com and stay right there. Patriots, don't touch that dial. We'll be back right after this.
At the end of the day, either the communists win, destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is the Morning Commute in segment 2 right now. We're going into segment 2, and segment 2 is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preparations to the next level. Prepping 2.0. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Now, Lady Liberty,
yes.
It is Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
And something, and I know you got a couple great ones lined up here. But, you know, this just came out with McCarthy, and this is him giving the speech about how we are getting everything together and we are going to come after him. Kevin McCarthy on possible Biden impeachment. If Biden administration, which is a regime, do not provide the information we need, then we would go to an impeachment inquiry. What more do you need?
Exactly. That was
why yeah. are you stalling?
That's like the clip that we played yesterday.
This is you know what this is? This is dragging the Patriots down the road behind your truck.
Yep.
Behind, we're really going to do something. We're going to go get them. We're getting to the bottom of this. We're going to all the way up until the election again.
Right.
With no action. They've been saying this. You've had 3 years, and now there is so much evidence now. There's no reason to delay impeachment and criminal charges for treason.
Absolutely.
You got what you need. Now move. Stop telling us what you're going to do and do it.
Well, and they have all of the criminal evidence of all these people, of Christopher Wray.
Oh, bring them all down.
Of Merrick Garland.
Yep.
Of J. Michael, the prosecutor of the J-6ers. And, I mean, there's all of this stuff going on where, and Mayorkas, they're all so negligent of their required oath of office. You know, yeah. I mean, they're violating their oath of office every single day. And so just the fact that any of them are still in office at all is staggering. And so, yeah, like, you know, like we were describing yesterday that, you know, how many more crimes do you want him to commit before you actually arrest him? You know, so like also
you can keep adding to it. You can keep adding the charges even yeah, after the initial indictments.
Right. They're so interested in Trump, and that, you know, everybody's gotten used to the fact that, oh yeah, we're going to let them just keep dragging Trump behind the truck, and we're not going to do anything to really stop that. But if we're actually required to do something against the criminals from the, you know, or at least an attack from the Republican side, nothing happens. It's just right. crickets. It's just crickets. They'd rather just sit there and watch the left drag Trump around for nothing.
The Americans are getting tired of it. They're getting very, very tired of it.
Very much so.
We don't even want to hear another press speech.
Right.
We don't want to hear any more lip flapping about what you're going to do.
Right.
And do it.
Right.
So.
Well, and so not to change the subject, but I've got a couple clips here that, you know, as you all know, the UN Secretary General Anthony Guterres he's got something else really stupid to say, and so we just have to share it with you. But before we get into that, let's just do a little bit of historical review, shall we?
Oh yeah, let's set the stage for the predecessor to what is Gutierrez or
yeah Gutierrez, yep.
Oh yeah, yes. It's just awesome. So yeah,
here's a little trip down memory lane for everybody.
Exactly what he makes me think of.
Yep.
Now, what can I find to count? One ring.
That's a telephone. I'll answer it.
No, I must count them. Yeah, two rings.
I have to answer the phone there.
No, I'm counting the rings. Three rings.
I'll get it.
Oh, you tricky Ernie. Four rings.
But I have to answer
five.
Hello? Hello?
Five glorious rings.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Little throwback to our childhood days, right? But what
right.
are we talking about here? Well, the United
yeah,
Nations.
Yeah, this is the United Nations.
Where did
Nations
they find this guy?
Secretary General. He's just, this is definitely the Count from Sesame Street. Listen to what the Count has to say.
And for scientists, it is unequivocal. Humans are to blame. All this is entirely consistent with predictions and repeated warnings. The only surprise is the speed of the change. Climate change is here, it is terrifying, and it is just the beginning. The era of global warming has ended, the era of global boiling has arrived. the air is unbreathable, the heat is unbearable, and the level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable. Leaders must lead.
Yeah, right.
One billion dead humans.
Exactly. Well, just the fact that he says the era of global warming has ended, the era of global boiling has arrived. Oh, come on, Mr. Drama Queen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a bit much, isn't it? I mean, really, it's summer. And so, you know, oh my gosh, right. It keeps heating up. As we're approaching August, it keeps getting hotter.
It just keeps getting warmer. Yep, record heat. The lies are what's unbearable.
Yes, exactly. And that they really think that everybody's falling for this, and they're not. I mean, there truly are some people that are totally blindsided by this.
Well, that's the astounding part.
I know. I can't believe anybody could fall for something so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially with all the evidence out there against it, you know, and plus the fact that they hype these huge statements and say, you know, by 2010, all of our shores are going to be underwater because of the melting of the ice caps.
And, well, that was supposed to happen in 2000 and then 2020.
In 2010, Al Gore was having all of his conferences closed down because of record snow.
Right.
Here he is talking about global warming. And that was when the Arctic ice caps increased in size by like an extra third larger than it ever had.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was kind of God's way of laughing at Al Gore. And I just thought that was awesome.
Well, now I have to say, we are seeing some strange things happen with the weather. And, you know, we were told there's going to be droughts. There are going to be things that will astound you that right. will happen in the heavens, in other words, the sky, our atmosphere.
Right.
But I can't help to wonder how much of this is because they keep messing with the weather.
Well, the geoengineering is off the charts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, you know that you can affect the weather. Well, it's not for the good. And they brag about being able to do it. And they spend money on altering the weather. And all of a sudden, we're having droughts or floods or what have you. So anyway, well, we're out of time and we've got a lot more to cover. So join us at 7 a.m. Monday morning right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.